when we got to Aberdeen, I did demonstrate the multiple charge, but there were just a few charges in it to let it go as far as it would. But to demonstrate those rockets, which you see over there, I've devised a scheme which Dr. Abbott was just thrilled with. I've heard him talk about that years and years after. It was a music stand demonstration. I bought two music stands and put rings on the rod that slides up and down to carry this shell to tubing. And I did two things, three things. I fired the rockets from that through sacks of sand and finally a box of sand. And when I would fire it, the tube just stayed right in the music stand range and never moved. And then I had decided that I could add a little bit of velocity to the rocket by actually using a little constriction in the back of the rocket, and I demonstrated that. And when I did that, in other words, I just put a little smaller hole than diameter of the shell of the tubing on the rear, and when I did that, the the firing tube sailed out of the range when the rocket went all right, and added by the way, they measured the velocity at these Aberdeen Chronographs, that they measured the velocity. Well, that showed that you could increase the velocity of the rocket, but of course you wouldn't be able to hold the tube if you had very much a constriction. And so what I did, I screwed a nozzle on the back end of the shell of the tubing, which would counteract the expansion of the gases going through this nozzle, would counteract the constriction. Well, I didn't quite have had no way of testing. We didn't have time to get all these tests out. But when I fired this one, the shell of the tubing just moved back out of the first ring and then lay down on the tail end on the ground. And perfectly obvious that a soldier could hold that in his hand with that amount of recoil, much less than that you'd have with a shotgun. And Dr. Abbott was just thrilled with that. And then our other tests at Aberdeen were on the 3-inch rocket. And they had the men from, I guess they call the Army Air Force, I don't know whether they call it Air Force or not, I've forgotten what they called it. But they were interested in that, to firing these rockets from airplanes. And so we explained that we would have to probably go to a 4-inch rocket instead of the 3-inch, which we had been using, because we just didn't have enough room to put in the explosive detonating material in a 3-inch rocket. And so Dr. Goddard and I went to Washington, D.C., and we had rooms at the old National Hotel. I don't suppose you ever even saw it.
I don't recall.
I've stayed there many times.
You have? Well, at that time, it had been a notorious hotel. Some princess or something of the kind had stayed there, and we made drawings of this 4-inch rocket. Mm-hmm. And right while in the midst of this, the Army was shot. Well, of course, then everything was dead as far as continued work was concerned.